and welcome to another episode of Lid Radio Podcast. Today, for the Inside Knowledge series, we're talking to Giles Lurie. So Giles is a director of brand consultancy at The Value Engineers. He's also worked in advertising, market research, packaging design, corporate identity, and most extensively in brand consultancy. He's also written some books with us here at Lid. So we have Inspiring Innovation and How Coca-Cola Took Over the World, with a few more coming soon, so keep your eye out. So let's head over to Giles to talk about where to find innovative ideas in lockdown.
Necessity is the mother of invention. Could have been written about medical science's current push to find a vaccine for COVID. It was, however, written many centuries ago. Its origins can be traced back to ancient Greece and Plato's Republic. Looking back to look forward could perhaps be the theme for my reflections today on how brands should be looking for innovation. And looking back in history, I think there are perhaps four different ways of approaching innovation. The first of which probably can be summed up with the phrase, "Don't panic, pivot." This idea of saying, yes, times must be tough now, but how can you change your business to move forward? Perhaps some of the most obvious things we've seen are businesses that have changed what they have to do. Their shops have been closed down. Their business has dried up. What they've done is to look at other means of getting to the consumers. So brands that in the past weren't available online have shifted to online. Brands that were only available to businesses are now supplying the consumer, and they're finding new and innovative ways of trying to get out there. The other way comes also out from some of the actions being taken by companies trying to help out in this time of crisis. There have been a number of businesses that have helped produce either sanitizers or ventilators. In both cases, what they had was some of the capabilities. Take, for example, Dyson. Dyson, most famous for making hair dryers and vacuum cleaners, knew a lot about airflow. It knew about batteries. It knew about small motors, and it knew about filters. All sorts of things that were really relevant for the development of a ventilator, which helped them very quickly develop the Covent. This idea of what are your capabilities and can they be used to help get you into a new market is something that brands should be considering. I'm sure Dyson will be looking at whether or not it can move more broadly into the medical tech space and provide other equipment beyond the crisis. And it's your opportunity to think freshly about your business. The second route that historically comes to mind is one that could be said, how can you shift from a use in crisis to common everyday usage? If you think about aviator sunglasses, the Burberry trench coat, or the Jeep, all started out as military attire or equipment. Actually, is there anything that we've got or used or developed in vast numbers now that could be used or repurposed and find usage amongst a broader consumer base? I'm quite interested in thinking about, could the scrubs that medical people wear become a new form of leisure wear? Or actually even branded with some of the healthcare providers, like the British NHS, could actually become a badge in the same way that you can buy NYPD t-shirts and caps in New York whenever you go. Alternatively, is there a new way of delivering sanitizers, where they are and how they could be used? Is there an in-car dispenser that means that every car should have their own sanitizer within it? The third route is to think about new behaviours. What else is emerging now and what can therefore be developed within it? What are people doing in this time of crisis where that behaviour might continue? I think for one example might be the focus on food wastage, where we've seen people be a lot more careful about what food they throw away. And actually, one of the things that I've seen being done and I've read about on social media is the use of vegetable peelings, particular potato skins. Quite often, traditionally, these are peeled off and then thrown away. But actually, if they're washed thoroughly, peeled, and then fried or baked, they can become crisps, snacks in their own right. There is an opportunity for any snack company around the world if it wants it. Thinking about the behaviours that people do now that maybe you can tap into using them going forward. The other one is the new behaviours that have come up. So whether this is streaming, whether this is the phone gaming that has become very popular, what are the ways of capturing the people who perhaps until now weren't gamers, but are now gamers? What would be the new products that might keep them in that market and keep them staying there? Or indeed, what are the innovative strategies that you might get to win back your users? Should you be thinking about those now? One of my favourites is the Jupiler beer brand promotion in Belgium. It's offering 10 free beers to people who postpone their birthday because of the crisis. People with birthdays between the 1st of March and the 30th of April can reschedule their celebration until after the confinement measures, when they'll be free to come back to the bars. And as the brand says on its website, that way you can still toast, hug and celebrate with your friends. To me, it seems like a great way to bring your users back to your brand. Finally, and perhaps the last one, is to think about the post-COVID world. What's it going to be like and what have people either particularly going to be missed or particularly need to think about as we move forward? It's interesting to see that in Denmark, when the quarantine lockdown was started to be released, one of the biggest areas that got a huge uplift was hairdressers. People wanted to go back and get their hair done. Actually, what are the other things that people may or may not be saying, and what are the opportunities? My mind goes back to Revlon, who introduced the first matching lipstick and nail varnish combinations at the end of the Great Depression to provide an inexpensive little luxury that made women feel that little bit better post 4 years of having to make do, scrape ends together and live very economically. What are the little luxuries that you could innovate against? What are the new introductions that you could do? And perhaps the other one, and the mention of the Great Depression there is worth thinking about too. As we come out of COVID, it is increasingly likely that we are going to go into a period of sustained depression, and there will be economic consequences for everyone. Thinking about that, what are the opportunities for lower priced products, smaller products, new ways of doing things? If you think that in the past, E.J. Gallo, who started their wine brand just after the Great Depression and actually went after share gain by producing acceptable wine at very reasonable prices. Or you think about post-Suez crisis UK, where the car manufacturers were looking around and, despite thinking about a whole range of products, focused on some of the smaller ones, and indeed the Mini came out of that. It has been a tough time and brands are facing a difficult future, but that doesn't mean that it's not a time for ingenuity and inventiveness and, above all, innovation.
I'd like to give a big thank you to Giles Lurie for his inside knowledge. I think the idea of an NHS badge would be fantastic. Do keep an eye on our social media channels at Lid Publishing, where we'll be giving you the latest expert knowledge in our Inside Knowledge series. For the moment, take care, and I'll see you next time on Lid Radio Podcast.